From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Two big automakers have reached a compromise with the state of California over a requirement for cars that produce less pollution. General Motors and Daimler Chrysler are dropping lawsuits that challenge the state's mandate. In exchange, the automakers are getting more flexibility in the kind of cars they can sell. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
California is the nation's biggest car market. So when the capital, Sacramento, makes rules, Detroit gets nervous. General Motors and Daimler Chrysler had sued the state over a rule that would have forced car companies to make 2% of the cars they sold in California this year electric. The lawsuit was successful in putting the brakes on the rule temporarily. Jerry Martin of the state's Air Resources Board says now that the companies are dropping their challenge, the clean air effort is back in gear.
It essentially means that we can now get that program up and running again, get those cars on the road, and get them out there and helping to protect California breathers.
But in the interim, the Air Resources Board has agreed to change the rule so it no longer requires non-polluting electric cars this year. Instead, a small number of fuel cell cars will be required in 5 years. By that time as well, 2% of the cars sold in California are supposed to be low-polluting gas-electric hybrids, and another 6% are supposed to have modified clean-burning gasoline engines. GM spokesman Chris Preuss says the new rule is more reasonable and workable, which is why the companies decided to drop their challenge.
It's in everybody's best interest to move on and to get on to building the vehicles that are going to help clean the state's air.
General Motors, Ford, and Honda have all abandoned their battery-powered car programs, saying the cars were too expensive and had too short a range. Car makers have been more successful selling hybrid vehicles and less polluting gasoline-powered cars. Auto analyst Brian Lund of Morningstar says given those market conditions, the new rule is more realistic.
It's easing the burden on the car companies, to be sure, but I think that it's allowing for greater creativity to create something that consumers will actually buy. Electric cars have been in the market for a long time now. Consumers just don't buy them.
Even some environmentalists have embraced the new regulation, saying it takes into account technological changes that were not anticipated 13 years ago when the original rule was adopted. Jason Mark of the Union of Concerned Scientists says it's appropriate for the state to trade a few non-polluting cars for many more low-polluting cars. He notes that even under the new rule, automakers are on the hook to eventually develop non-polluting vehicles.
The good news is that in the short term, Californians get huge benefits from super clean combustion cars and hybrid vehicles. And in the long term, the state is still in the forefront of pushing zero-emission fuel cell cars that everyone in the auto industry agrees are the next generation of vehicle technology.
The compromise over pollution standards may not be the last battle between car makers and California's government. Last year, the state passed another law designed to limit greenhouse gases. That law is not included in today's agreement, and car makers may still challenge that effort, arguing it's a de facto fuel efficiency standard, which they believe should be left to the federal government. Scott Horsley, NPR News, San Diego.